This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There is a major showdown coming in California. This has to do with the sanctuary state status of California and how the federal government under the Trump administration is now wanting to assert some power to control the borders, which is, of course, necessary to protect the United States of America. You don't have a country unless you have borders, by the way. So the federal government is just trying to enforce the law. But the state of California has essentially declared by passing and signing their own law into existence, the sanctuary state law, that they do not want to enforce immigration law. And they've made it illegal for local law enforcement, that is, police and sheriffs across California, to cooperate with federal enforcement officials. So this is a showdown. This is a major showdown that's coming together here. And I believe that what's about to happen, because there are hints that a sweep of illegals in California is about to be staged. Well, maybe staged isn't the right word. It's about to be pursued by federal ICE agents. And yet, you know, the state has said that you're not allowed to cooperate with them. Think about the contradiction that is now in place in California for business owners who are hiring people. And some of them may be illegal and some of them may be legal. You know, probably a mix of both of those, right? Now, is a business owner supposed to cooperate with the feds, or is the business owner supposed to cooperate with the state? See, now you're in a bind. If you own a business and you have even just one illegal worker in your midst, even if it's someone that you didn't intend to hire, maybe they falsify their documentation, who knows? If you've got at least one illegal worker, you could be arrested and potentially charged by the feds for not cooperating with the feds, or you could be arrested and charged perhaps by the state for cooperating with the feds. So what are you supposed to do if you're a small business owner? You got a manufacturing business, you got a food business, you got an agriculture business. It's a lot of California, right? What do they produce? Like over half the food that's consumed in the U.S. and in certain months of the year is like California grown. I mean, I'm talking about fresh produce. California has a huge agricultural sector, strawberries and so on, almonds, avocados, citrus. What are these ag operations supposed to do? Are they supposed to go along with the feds or go along with the state? Because they're getting pulled in two different directions on this. Now, here's how this might go down. There are groups that are forming together to protest any arrests. They're going to form like human chains, and they're going to videotape the arrests and so on. They're going to use this to try to say that, oh, the federal agents are being cruel and the federal agents shouldn't be enforcing immigration law. And if this escalates, now this is not a prediction, it's just a what if. But if this escalates, you could see Californians attacking federal agents with force. Federal immigration agents. If that happens, we have the beginnings of an escalation of a civil war that begins in California. And I've predicted that before, by the way. This could be one possible scenario where that begins to happen. Again, if we see like, you know, pro-illegals or what they call undocumented immigrants, if those groups start attacking federal agents with force, i.e. shooting them, then we're in the middle of a freaking kind of a civil war, with the front lines being California. And at that point, Trump will have to call in the National Guard. And now we have a whole battlefront, and the whole left coast of California will probably revolt, which is fine, because the rest of California has just already declared independence. All the rural counties of California have declared their independence through this one group that we'll talk about later. They call it New California. And they want to be separated from the left coast anyway, because the left coast part of California is completely lawless, totally insane. You know, people are taking craps, human dumps all over the streets of San Francisco, which has become an actual S-hole, crap hole of America, San Francisco. Have you seen the crap map? It's like a real-time crap map of all the human feces that's been located across that city because of the homeless problem. LA is collapsing into a third world country. Massive homeless across the board. The state is bankrupt. financially, it's bankrupt. Morally, it's bankrupt. Ethically, they've got mandatory vaccines for all the children. So they're pumping your kids full of toxins to keep them brain dead. And they got the schools freaking invaded by communists from China that are paying to have communist propaganda taught in all the public schools. Well, not all of them, but some of them and some universities and so on. California is becoming a freaking North Korea of North America. It's becoming a Cuba. It's becoming a communist Chinese regime almost step by step. California is out of control. So the showdown is not far from happening. And it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that showdown and whether the California citizens are going to, you know, attack the ICE agents or not. Now, here's what else is interesting about all this. You talk about states' rights, the 10th Amendment. You know, I'm a proponent of states' rights, generally speaking. For example, I think that states should be able to decide whether or not marijuana should be legalized in the state. States should be able to decide abortion laws. But when it comes to immigration, the reason you can't have one state saying that they're not going to recognize immigration law is because you have freedom to travel from state to state. So if California won't enforce immigration, and you just have this influx of illegals or undocumented immigrants rushing into California, then they're just going to spill over into Nevada and Oregon and Arizona and you know, much farther eventually. You have to have, the federal government has the right to enforce the national borders. So that is a federal issue legitimately. Even though I'm a 10th Amendment proponent who believes in states' rights on local issues. But immigration is not a local issue. Immigration is a national issue. And if you don't protect your borders, you don't have a country because you get occupied. You get occupied by people who are not Americans, and then they want to turn America into their crap hole country, whatever, wherever they're from. Lots of crap holes that refugees and immigrants are trying to escape, right? Why do they want to leave their home country and come to America? Because their countries are crap holes. Let's just be honest about it. Otherwise, they would have stayed home, not come to America. You know, if they thought America was so bad and their home country is so awesome, why did they leave? So these people, they've left their crap holes, and I'm using the kind version of that term, to come to, let's say, California, so they can turn California into a crap hole, just like the place they fled from. And then they'll spread from California to the other states, like Arizona, and turn it into a crap hole as well. And, you know, this plan is well underway. And this is why you have to have a merit-based immigration system. You got to be picky about who you let into the country. Not everybody's qualified to be an immigrant. Not everybody should be let in. You got to have background checks. You don't want drug criminals and cartels and freaking assassins and just horrible, destructive people. You don't want them coming into your country, do you? You want to have people who, you know, who've got education, who've got business experience, people who have a clean criminal history, you know, people who appreciate America's ideals. It's a merit-based immigration system that you need. And that means you have to enforce the borders. And that's a federal issue, not a state. That's not a state's rights issue to nullify the federal laws. It doesn't work that way. In fact, wasn't it the Obama administration that sued Arizona for daring to protect its own southern border? Yeah, remember that? The feds came in and said, well, Arizona, you can't determine immigration because it's a federal issue, not a state issue. Remember that? That was the Obama administration. Well, now that California wants to ignore border protection, now they're claiming, oh, it's a state's rights issue. No, it's a federal issue. The federal government has the authority and the obligation to protect the national borders. And that's what the Trump administration is trying to do. So I say, enforce the law. I say, go in and arrest the sanctuary city mayors. I say, arrest the governor of California for signing that treasonous law into law. He has committed treason against this country. He needs to be indicted. He needs to be brought up on charges. That's right. Governor Moonbeam himself, Governor Brown, needs to be handcuffed, indicted, charged with federal crimes for violating our national security and refusing to enforce federal laws that protect this entire nation. Governor Brown is a treasonous criminal. He's the one who should be going to jail, along with the illegals who bypassed the legal immigration system, snuck into the country, and are now trying to assert rights that they don't even have, as they're not citizens in the first place. You don't have rights in America if you're not an American. You know that? It's unreal. In any case, we're going to see how this goes down, and I'll keep reporting on it at newstarget.com as well as naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, who is married to a legal immigrant, by the way. I am married to an immigrant, and we went through the process the right way. We followed the rules. We waited the 5 years. We went to the INS. We did everything. Filled out the paperwork. Had the background check. All that stuff. We did it legally. So I am a proponent of legal immigration, just not of illegal immigration. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.